أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن طائفتان من المؤمنين اقتتلوا فأصلحوا بينهما فإن بغت إحداهما على الأخرى فقاتلوا التي تبغي حتى تفيء إلى أمر الله فإن فاءت فأصلحوا بينهما بالعدل وأقسطوا إن الله يحب المقسطين. صدق الله العظيم.
This is verse number 9 of Surah Al-Hujurat. Previous to this, the previous two verses, verse number 7 and 8 we discussed, and even previous to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted the importance of very fine information, that if we get any information and we want to act upon that information, then it is necessary for us to verify and authenticate to see the truth of the information before we act upon that information. In this verse, we see the consequences of a person acting on information without verification. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِن طَائِفَتَان مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا, that if two groups of the believers are in opposition to each other, they are fighting. اقْتَتَلُوا, it can be a verbal war, can be a physical war, and in today's time we see economical wars also. So when we see two groups of believers in opposition to each other that are quarreling, fighting, arguing, or are in war, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, that they reconcile between the two of them. The reason that they are fighting is because both of them are very strong on their stance. So the way forward is فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, make sulah, reconcile between the two parties. And generally, many a times ulama are dealing with cases where there is arguments with regards to the distribution of inheritance. Sometimes it's got to do with a marital discord. Now both of them are coming with their angles and their sides of the story. Remember, one is the side of the story or maybe the complaints of the husband, and then you get the complaints of the wife. But what's the truth and the reality? You will not know. Therefore, the best thing to do is reconcile between the two parties. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, reconcile between the two. فَإِن بَغَدْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى, after reconciliation, if one of the two groups has to transgress against the other, فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, then oppose the group that is transgressing until that group returns to the command of Allah. Until that group returns to the command of Allah, meaning until that group realizes the importance of not fighting, of abandoning, leaving out war between two Muslim parties. فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ, now if that group that was transgressing returns to the commands of Allah once again, realizes the importance of unity and standing shoulder to shoulder, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, then reconcile between the two of them بِالْعَدْلِ, with fairness. And the most fair decision that can be made is according to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is governed with the ayat of the Quran, the commandments of Allah, according to the guidelines of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَقْسِطُوا, and judge with equality, with justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those that establish justice. So this ayah speaks about the argumentation, fighting, quarreling between two Muslim parties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayat of the Quran mentions that some of the reasons why two Muslim parties will be at loggerheads with each other, وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. One reason that can lead to this fighting is jealousy, it's hatred, it's malice, there is some filth in the heart is not clean, Therefore the person, although he's got Quran and Hadith in front of him, but he cannot see the truth, he cannot see beyond that. He is just limited to his situation and his side of the story according to the Quran and the Hadith. So baghyan baynahum, the heart is not clean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are involved in any argumentation, in fighting, quarreling, we are warring with Muslim parties, then Allah subhanahu, the ayat of the Quran, a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are abound with reasons why we should not be involved in it, the repercussions, the ill effects of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا. If you go into fighting and arguing with each other, then what it will lead to, فَتَفْشَلُوا, that you will become بُزْدِل. It will breathe cowardice between the Muslims. That when Muslims fight with Muslims, then it breeds cowardice. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi says, إِنَّمَا هَلَكَ الَّذِينَ مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ بِكَثْرَةِ سُؤَالِهِمْ وَاخْتِلَافِهِمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ. That what led to the destruction of the people and the nations before you? It was a twofold reason. Number one is بِكَثْرَةِ سُؤَالِهِمْ. They had a lot of questions, but they didn't have the ability to practice upon it. And number two, وَاخْتِلَافِهِمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ. The differences, the fighting with the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam of the time. So here, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions to us that when there is this ikhtilaf with people of authority in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will lead to destruction. And this is exactly what we see playing out in society, that the ikhtilaf that is being found in society is wreaking havoc in the social fabric of society. That even it leads to the destruction of homes, the destruction of a community, and the destruction of an ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just recently one person was saying, one person left work. Whatever was the problem between him and his employee or employer, whatever was the nature of it, who was right, who was wrong, Allah knows best. But this person is saying, Mawlana, just watch. This man comes in and this one walks out. So that's exactly what happens. We no more want to even stand next to each other, even in the masjid. We cannot be close to each other. Now when we are in any difference with a person, he goes to the right wing and I go to the left wing. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his hadith, in one hadith, the ill effects of this, having this ikhtilaf, or where a person is warring with another, there's a quarrel. If the heart is not clean and it's really at loggerheads, then the ill effects of it, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, hadith appears in Sahih Muslim, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming out to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and when he was coming out, فَجَاءَ رَجُلَانْ يَحْتَقَّانْ. There were two people, these two were arguing between themselves. Two Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were arguing. مَعْهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ. Nabi says, two people who are arguing, if they haven't understood that the goal and the objective is the pleasure of Allah and they continue fighting and arguing, then together with them is shaitan. Then Nabi comes in front of Sahaba and he says, I forgot. Forgot what? He says, إِنِّي أُرِيتُ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ. Last night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown me exactly the night of Qadr. I came to tell you exactly which night is Qadr. وَإِنِّي أُنْسِيتُهَا. The ikhtilaf of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, I was made to forget it. So because of the ikhtilaf, then there is, person becomes mahroom, we are deprived of spiritual blessings. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shaitan, he places his throne on the water, and at the end of the day, he takes kalguzari, a report back from everyone of the shayateen, the smaller shayateen. So they all report back what they have done. Famous hadith we hear. So everyone comes and they narrate what they have done. I caused someone to drink alcohol, someone to gamble, one is listening to music, I made one Muslim not perform salah, etc. Shaitan, he just says, well done, have a seat. Until one person comes, one of the shayateen, and he says, that you know what I did? I caused ikhtilaf between husband and wife.
So the big shaitan wakes up and he hugs him. And he says, you've done great today. You've done good. Because that problem between husband and wife is not limited to just the husband and the wife and the spouses. That eventually extends between two families, two households. Eventually it's two larger families that don't want to see eye to eye because of two spouses that have parted ways because of talaq, whatever the case. And with talaq so rampant nowadays in society, this is one of the causes of the ikhtilaf in the ummah. That the husband and wife, they cannot stay together according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem. Yes, it is an option. We do not deny that fact. But that's the last resort that a person would go to. It's the last door we will open. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that wherever possible, we make sulah between ourselves. Our ustad used to mention to us, Shaykh al-Hadith Mullah Fazlur Rahman Sahib used to say, "Sirf ek cheez par ittifaq hai." He says, everything in this world, we've got differences of opinion. Sirf ek cheez par ittifaq hai. And the ummah is only unanimous and united on one point. Or wo bi ikhtilaf hai. They are united that we have to have differences. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that ability. So he used to mention to us also, he says, having differences of opinion itself is not a problem. Ikhtilaf ummati rahmah. The differences of my ummah, that's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the children of the same mother, they look different. Everyone has their own taste buds. So there's no problem if you have your own idea, your own taste or your own inclinations. But when it comes to the deen of Allah, let us come on to the sirati mustaqim, whole hands. وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. So having ikhtilaf itself is not the problem. The problem is when we don't know how to deal with differences of opinion. Allah subhanahu grant us the understanding. وَخِتَامُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ